理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 5 The Studio. Late in the month, Rose and I went to Wildfell Hall for a visit. We were surprised to see that as we entered the house, our first sight was of a painting being finished. Nearby, against the wall, were several drawings and a few finished paintings, mostly of the countryside.
Welcome to my studio,
said Mrs. Graham.Please continue your work. We do not want to disturb you, I said.
Oh, no,
she replied as she quickly put her brush down on the table.
I appreciate you visiting me and must take some time to be with you.
You have almost completed your painting, said I, looking at the painting closely.Why have you called it Fernley Manor instead of Wildfell Hall? I asked. But immediately I realized that asking such a question was quite impolite. She looked quite embarrassed and paused before she replied.
Because I have friends who should not know where I am currently living. They may see the picture and recognize the style.I, as well, did not put my name to the painting. I must be careful.
So you plan to sell the painting? I asked.
Yes.
Mama sends all her pictures to London, said Arthur, and somebody sells them there for her, and sends us the money.Mrs. Graham was looking out the window when she suddenly jumped from her seat, saying,
Excuse me one moment,
and hurried from the room and shut the door behind her.
It's Mama's friend, said Arthur.
Rose and I looked at each other. I began looking through her other paintings and soon found one facing the wall. I looked at it carefully.It was of a young man, handsome but overconfident. The painting had obviously been done many years ago, for the paint had somewhat faded. She soon returned. I hope it is not impolite to look at a picture that the artist has turned to the wall, but may I ask?
I believe it is quite impolite indeed.And so I hope you will not ask me any questions about it,
she said, looking quite annoyed. I was only going to ask if you had painted it yourself, I said as she took the painting from me. She did not answer. As we were leaving, however, she turned to me.
I'm sorry I was impolite with you earlier.
I accepted her apology.And we parted as good friends. Chapter 6 Progress. During the next 4 months, I did not enter Mrs. Graham's house, nor did she enter mine. But still, we continued to be friends. Sometimes I saw her when she was walking with her son. I rather liked to see Mrs. Graham and to talk to her son. At first,Mrs. Graham was rather cold when I would approach her on the hill, but after some time, she began to trust me as a good friend. Arthur would run to meet me, excited to see his new friend. I enjoyed the boy as well. He was quite friendly and entertaining. I believe Mrs. Graham enjoyed our conversations. One February morning,We sat together talking and discovered that we shared the same views on many subjects. I went home quite charmed with the woman and started to think that perhaps I would enjoy spending time with Mrs. Graham rather than Eliza Millward, but then I felt guilty for such thoughts. I returned home to find Eliza sitting with Rose. In the past, the surprise would have delighted me. But I was bored with Eliza's conversation, in comparison with the mature and honest Mrs. Graham. I began visiting Wildfell Hall quite frequently. One evening I went for a visit, and found Mrs. Graham and Arthur sitting outside. She was drawing while he sat playing. I watched her draw, but it seemed to upset her, so I suggested that I take Arthur around the fields on my horse. She agreed. This was the first time she let me take him away from her. We returned after some time. She seemed rather annoyed that it took such a long time. She said they must return home. As we came near the house, she stopped walking and turned to me to say goodbye. As I began to walk home, I saw Mr. Lawrence riding towards me on his horse. I went to speak to him, for we had not met for some time. "Was that Mrs. Graham you were speaking to just now?" he asked. "Yes." "I thought so," he said, looking a bit upset. "Well, what?" "Oh, nothing," replied he. "I thought you didn't like her," he added. "I didn't, but my opinion has changed." He looked at me closer. "So your opinion has changed?" "Lawrence," said I, calmly, looking him in the face, "are you in love with Mrs. Graham?" Instead of looking shocked, he laughed, looking quite amused. "I'm in love with her," he said as he laughed. "What a silly question!" "You seem to be quite interested in my changing opinion on the fair lady. Perhaps you envy me." "Envy you? No, but I thought you were going to marry Eliza Millward." "You thought wrong, then. I am not going to marry Eliza nor Mrs. Graham," I told him. "Are you going to marry Jane Wilson?" "No, I think not." We then said goodbye. Chapter 7. The Journey. Not many days after this, on a sunny morning, I was outside enjoying the good weather when I saw Eliza Millward, Fergus, and Rose. They were going to Wildfell Hall, and I offered to go along, walking next to Eliza. When we arrived, I do not think Mrs. Graham was delighted to see us. I did not talk much to her. I was seated near the window with Arthur and Sancho. Fergus was quite impolite during the visit. "I do not understand, Mrs. Graham, why you chose such a terrible old house to live in. If you couldn't afford to fix up the entire house, why didn't you find a nice little cottage?"
"Perhaps I was too proud, Mr. Fergus," she replied. "Perhaps I am quite fond of this place."
"And, Mrs. Graham," he said again, "we had some questions about your past. We sometimes discuss our neighbors as we have little else to talk about."
"Don't speak, Fergus,"
cried Rose in embarrassment.
"First, where are you from? Some say you are a foreigner, and some say an Englishwoman. Some say..."
"Well, Mr. Fergus, I'll tell you. I'm an Englishwoman. I was born in the countryside. I hope now you are satisfied, for I will not answer any more questions at present."
"Except this."
"No, not one more."
She laughed and stood up from her seat and came to sit near me by the window.
"Mr. Markham,"
said she,
"I've heard there is a beautiful view of the sea nearby. Now, could you please tell me how to get there? I would like to walk there someday and paint the scenery.
Rose quickly interrupted.
Oh, don't tell her, Gilbert. She shall go with us. Mrs. Graham, it is a very long walk. Certainly too far for little Arthur to walk to. We were thinking of going there one afternoon for a picnic. If you will wait till the weather is a bit warmer, we shall all go.
Poor Mrs. Graham did not look pleased to hear this. She declined the offer many times, but Rose insisted that she would join them, so she finally agreed. But this was only March, and April was quite cold and rainy. Finally, in May, we went for the picnic. I had invited Mr. Lawrence, but he declined. I mentioned that Miss Wilson would be going, and he seemed eager to go. But when I told him that Mrs. Graham would also be attending, he quickly refused the offer. So we went, Mrs. Graham and her son, Mary and Eliza Millward, Jane and Richard Wilson, and Rose, Fergus, and I. We arrived, and Mrs. Graham requested that Mary Millward look after her child while she walk off to paint the sea views. When she was gone, I became quite bored. Soon enough, I went to find her, sitting alone on a nearby hill. She did not look too pleased to see me.
"What did you come for?"
she asked as I arrived. "I came to sit and watch you draw."
"Oh, but you know I don't like that,"
she told me. "Well, then, I'll sit with you and admire the view." For some time she drew in silence, but soon spoke.
"Why don't you go and amuse yourself with your friends?"
"Because I am tired of them, like you. I see them often, but I do not know when I will see you again."
"Will you tell Arthur that I shall come in a few minutes?"
"I will wait, if you do not mind, and return with you." I noticed she was not pleased that I was near her, although I ignored her suggestions to leave her. The journey home was not pleasant, as Mrs. Graham did not walk next to me. Instead, Eliza Millward walked close to me, although she seemed upset that I had given Mrs. Graham my attention during the picnic. We soon arrived at Wildfell Hall. Mrs. Graham and her son said goodbye.